that also. More lemay latke mina lemekach memcha. If you sell something, trash lemekach memcha. Leman demas be lemizvin shabbos. Somebody says, I want to buy wax. Lace of lay psul to the dusha. You have to know what stam wax is. Stam wax is the psalus of the dvash, of the honey. So when you have a beehive and the upsul of the honey comes out, the rest that comes out, that's called wax. That's what it means to buy. Tana rabbonin. Call elu shamru e madlikim ben b'shabbos. All the Mishnah that you can't use these wicks or these type of oils for Shabbos, avoloisin mehen medura. But on Shabbos, you're allowed to make a big bonfire out of them. If you want to make a big fire in your backyard to light up the whole backyard, or you want to use a fireplace to make heat in the house, that's mutter. It's only also to use these for a little shemen, for a little or. Then l'scham and kinegda, whether you're going to use it to heat yourself up. Then l'shtamash noru, whether you want to use it to use the or, to have a big bonfire. That's good. Then agave kaka, whether it's being burnt on the floor. Then agave kira, whether using the top of the kira. When does our Mishnah say it's osur? El lasas mem psila l'ner bavad. Only when you want to use these wicks for a small candle. So for a small candle there, we're afraid either the fire will go out, because either these oils don't go through the wick so well, or else the wicks don't carry the oil through it so well, or else we're afraid it starts flickering the fire and you come to fix it. But that's only shayach by one candle, one lamp. But if you're making a big bonfire there, you don't have this kazaira. Trashi, Aval oisin mehen medura hesed gadol. She'echad mavechadera, one helps out the other one burn good, so there's no gzairas there. The ne'er krusel, only to use it for lamp, that's what's awesome. Right, the Mishnah says, "Bulei b'shemen kik." You can't use shemen kik for the shemen. My shemen kik. What does that mean? Omar Shmuel shatin l'chol mechusa yama. He asked all the sailormen, the people goes down on the sea. What does it mean? The yarmuli. They told me, "Oif echod is a type of a bird. Yesh pekarche yom, the other side of the ocean. The kik shemai. Its name is kik." So the Mishnah means you can't use the oil that comes out of this bird. Okay, so if you'll schmaltz up the fats inside the oif to use that schmaltz, you can't use it. Rashi b'shemen kik, shemen shel oif echad, neistin v'ner v'dolik. You use that shemen and burn it, it's no good. Rav Yitzchak b'rei de Rav Yehuda Rama, mishcha dekoza. It's cottonseed oil. Cottonseed oil is no good to use for shemen. Rashi mishcha dekoza, shemen oil, shoisin migarine tzemer. That's made from the seeds of tzemer, of cotton. Tzemer gefen, of cotton. It's cotton seed oil. Shekoyrin kutin. It's called cotton. So you can't use cotton seed oil to use for shemen. That doesn't burn so good. Reshlok yeshama, no. You know what shemen kik means? It's a type of a bush. Kikon di yoyna. Like the bush that yoyna, what happened with yoyna. They saw the kikon. Trashi kikon kein oysa shoyoyna. Just like the bush that was by yoyna. Omar Rabba Barbachona. So the dichozeli kikin the yoyna. I saw a bush that looks like the kikin of yoyna. Ol it's lavisa dummy. It's doyna. So the sardi says ilung sorek. It's doyna to a tree that doesn't give off fruit. Shrasha the dichozeli min kikin the yoyna. And it looks like a tree that doesn't give off fruit. Omar patidinu. Omar davarshki rabbi. It grows near a hole of water. It grows in like a pond of water. And they let the branches go in front of the chanus, in front of the stores, the yossi, in order to make it nice and shady there. And from the seeds of this tree they make oil. And from its leaves, from the branches, all the sick people, the marava, are under those branches. It heals them. Yechveis either gives wolf good shade there, or else it's a healthy thing to be there. That's what people are by this kikun. Rashi v'alpum chanvenusa madlin yosi alpum achanus near the opening of the doors madlin noisel itself used to let these branches be there to make shade. Olareich toiv it smelled good also. Mivazdeno migarinon from its seeds they used to make oil. And from under the shade, Neichen Sheikhvim Brichi Chaylin. The sick people used to rest there, either it was healthy because it smelled good or it was good shade there. That's where the sick people used to be. Omar Rabba, Psilois Sha'omru Chachomim, Emad Likim Ben Beshabbis. What's the reason why the Chomim said you can't use these wicks for Ne'er Shabbis? Mevnei Sha'or Mesach Tzachois Behem. Because the or doesn't come out of nice flame straight up, it shakes. Back and forth, flickers back and forth. So that's no good. Either you'll go out or you'll come to fix it. Trashi masach sechayis kimin sakin peguma, like a sack and a knife that has holes in it that goes in and out. Masach sechayis pebosser, when it cuts the meat, it cuts slanty, zigzag. Shein oire shein oiroi zokif, the light does not go shooting straight up. V'neif v'makamech doesn't stay in one place. El ndoicha it moves. V'koifis and it jumps. Lishna achrina masach sechayis bem ena nesechus teicha psilu doesn't go into the wick. El esovev mirachus only goes on the outside. And it doesn't burn so good that way. That's why you shouldn't use these wicks. What's the reason why the Mishnah says you can't use these type of oils for Shabbos? Because these oils don't go through good through the wicks. So if you're afraid to go out on Shabbos, you come to fix it, so you shouldn't use them. Here the Xerus will come to move the oil. Since it doesn't go through good the wicks, you'll come to move the wicks, move the oil, and it'll be over in Issa Mavar on Shabbos. Therefore, you shouldn't use these wicks. Boy minay Abaye mirabba. Abaye is the kasha for Teraba. Shmonim shon rachomim eim adlikim behem b'Shabbos. Hez yitzul in the Mishnah, the Shemen Kik, or Shemen Sreifel, or Balyo. Mal sheitul teichen Shemen kolshu v'yadlik. What about if you put a little bit olive oil inside it? If you have this Shemen Sreifel, or Shemen Kik, that's no good. Now you put a little bit olive oil in. Now with the olive oil, now it burns very gishmak. And now it goes very good through the psilas. So now there should be no gzera. Is it mutter or not? Mig, what should be the shalom? Why is it still be osur? Is it still be osur? Mig azrinan dum osur liad luka bianayu. Should be gzera, maybe you come to use the shem and kick by itself. If we're going to be mad to you to use the shem and kick, when you put some good shemen inside it, people say shem and kick is also good by itself. So did they make this type of gzera? Or dilma? I like, or didn't make such a gzera. It's only osur when the oil doesn't go good through the wick. But when you put some shemen zayis inside it, then it goes good through the wick, then it's mutter. Trashi shemen kolshu, shemen hanitin betoichoi, mamshichoi liachre psilo. If you put some good oil, now it goes nicely through the wicks. Is it mutter or not? Or Malehi answered back, eh, madlikim, it's osur. My time is, he asked him, what's the reason? Lefei shem adlikim, don't ask me no kashes. Shem adlikim. No, as he meant to say, because he holds from this gezeira. It's also to do it, because if you use shem and kick, even though now it's mixed with olive oil, it's good, where geizer, maybe you do it by itself. Drash lefei shem adlikim, v'yenayu, v'gazrin en ho'otoho. Hey, since you're not allowed to burn it by itself, you can't do it with a mixture, maybe you can't do it by itself. For the Gemara Eisvei, Korach dover shemadlikim boy, agabe dover shemadlikim boy. If you korach for a wick, something that's no good, use a chais and use a lechish. You put it around a piece of cotton that is good. So korach dover shemadlikim boy. You take a piece of cotton and wrap it around agabe dover shemadlikim boy. You put it around the lechish, or you put it around the chais or the seaweed. Is a madlikim boy. Still, it's no good. You can't use this for a good wick. So you see, if you ask something good, it's something no good, still it's no good. This is a riot. And then don't forget, we ask Nakasha now. What's the Kasha from Shimon Gamliel? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Shel Beis Abba, from my father's house, Hoyekorchen Psilom Agabe Yegois. They used to put a good Kashra Psila, a good piece of cotton, used to put it around the nut. Umadlikin, and they used to use that for the wick. Now a nut, cheap, is no good. The nut doesn't burn too good. So you see, if you mix around something good with something no good, it is kosher. So that's the kosher. Why do you say by shemen good and shemen no good isn't this possible? Here you see, you mix up two things, it is good. So at the Gemara, for the Gemara, what kind of kosher is this? Ketonu miyos madlikim. It says, no, this is the kosher. Ketonu miyos madlikim. It says you are allowed to use it. It's kosher to use it. So how come you told me shemen kick was a little shemen zayis is possible? Or Malay, he answered back, what are you asking me, Kasha, from the Mishnah Gamliel? Forget, bring me a riot from the Tanakama. The Tanakama says you're not allowed to put something around an egoist. So you see, a good wick and a bad wick together is possible. So that's like I told you before. So what are you asking me, Kasha, from Mishnah Gamliel? He's a Yochid. We hold better like Tanakama. He's a rabbi. So the more hold a kasha, that's not shver. I'm asking you good kasha from Shimon Gamliel. The first pshat is maaser rav. That since it's a maaser rav, the Shimon Gamliel didn't say something from himself.
He said, "Shall base Abba Hoyu." He said over Ma'aser Rav what his father did. Whenever you say over Ma'aser Rav, usually that's the halacha that way. So Mele, the halacha here is like a Shimon Gamliel, that it's mutter to put something around an egois. You're allowed to use a good wick mixed up with a bad wick. So the same halacha should be by the Shimonim. A good oil with bad oil should be mutter. So the Gemara Mikomakam Kasha, the Chur, it's a good Kasha now. So tomorrow, my lav lahadlik, Luchuri, he put the good wick around the egois, the bad wick, to make them both be used as wicks to light with. Then it's a good kasha. How come it's mutter? And the Gemara now, loyla hakfois. The reason why he put the wick around the egois, the knot, not to use the knot as a wick, but to keep the wick floating. He wanted to keep, make sure the wick doesn't fall into the oil. So use the nutshell to keep the wick just floating up. So the nutshell wasn't bechal used to be part of the wick. It was only used the hakfois to make it float. Then it's no kasha by our case. But yes, you want to mix in shemen kik with shemen zayis. We have exera. You want to use the shemen kik for burning, you can't use it. Because maybe you come to use it burning by itself. But here we're not using the egois to burn with. Just the hakfois to hold it, stay up. There's no exeris. For the gemara, ila hakfois. If you're only using the egois to make it float, my time with Tanakama, how can Tanakama say it's usur? You're not using it to be for wick, avadu it's mutter. So the Gemara and Echnami, kulu Rav Shimon Gamliel hi, you take it right, there's no Tanakama. Nobody could think on this. The whole Bryce is Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Chasuri Mechso, something's missing. Vokik Tona, this is the way the Bryce should say. Korach dovish and madlikim boi, agave dovish ain't madlikim boi, is a loch ain't madlikim boi. It's tak osur. If you put cotton around lechesh, around chosin, it's tak apostle. You're not allowed to use it for wick. Now the medivo mamurim lahadlik. There's only when you want to use both wicks for the purpose of burning with it. You want to use them both as wicks. Avo lahakfois, where you want to use the egois, where you want to use the second, the bad one, the nut, just to make it float, then mutter, avada it's mutter, there's no gzera, because you're not using it for burning purposes. So what's the raya? Sherevin Shimon, ben Gamliel Oimer, Shebeh Brosamaisa Rav, Shebeh Abo, Hoyekurchim, Sila Gabi Egos, that's what they used to do in my father's house. They used to turn around the psila around the egois, just to make it float. For the Gemara, Eini Abakasher on you, Vyom Arab Runya Omarav, Chelev Mohutach, if you have Chelev fat, that's Mohutach, that's melted down. Or else the Karve Dogim, you have the insides of the fish, Sheni Mocha, that was dissolved, is Odom Noisen Letoichoi Shemen Kolshu Omadlik. You're allowed to put some good shemen, some olive oil into this. Either chelev mutach into this oil that was into this fat that was melted. Harvey dogim sheni muchay is odem nois notoyche shemen kolshu or madlik. You could be madlik. So you see, you're allowed to put good shemen with bad shemen together. And for the Gemara, no. Hani mimshchib yenayu. Chelev mutach is not the chelev of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about a piece of fat. A piece of fat doesn't burn so well. But if the piece of fat is melted down, it's like schmelt, it's like oil now, that burns well by itself. The Teretz says, this type of oil, and this type of kirvei dogin shenimuchoy, that was already dissolved, is mimshecho b'yanayu. It itself burns very well. V'hani le'mimshecho b'yanayu. Mashenke, the case before, is where you want to use shemen kik and good oil. So since this dead oil doesn't burn good by itself, then we have the gzeru. Mashenkin here, the chelev mutach by itself burns good. So I desire, why can't you use it by itself? So the Gemara, v'gozu rabon na chelev mutach mishum chelev, sheina mutach. Really, even though this fat that's melted down burns very good, the rabbanit said don't use it. Because the gzera maybe use fat that's not burnt, not melted down. So not to use melted fat is only gzera with the rabbanit. The same thing. We are kirbe dog and shinimuchim. If you have the insides of the fish that's melted down, really it burns well. You should be able to use it. Now why did the rabbanon make gzeira? Mishum kirbe dog mishloni muchim. You want to use the insides of the fish that's not melted down. So it's only gzeira. For the Gemara, good, let's be guys of Aitor. V'ligzer nami chelev mohutach. V'kirbe dog and shinimuchim. Let's make gzeira even where you have this fat that was melted down. And when you have the insides of the fish that was melted down, and now we're saying when you put good oil inside it, it's kosher. For the Gemara, let's make gzeira is also possible. Mishum chelev mahutach, v'kirvei dogin sheni muchay, shalay nosl toichen shemen. Let's make the gzera in order not to use this melted fat by itself. Because we're saying now, melted fat by itself is also the bottom of the gzera not to use it. But if you put good shemen zayis inside it, then it's kosher. Fred the Gemara, let's still make another gzera. You can't use this melted down fat with shemen zayis together, because of gzera, maybe you use the fat by itself, the melted fat by itself. So the Gemara pshita, he goof a gzera. What's so gefelich if you use the melted down fat by itself? Really, it's kosher. Melted fat burns very good. So really, it itself should be kosher. Not the only reason why it's no good, because only gzera. Maybe you come to use fat that's not melted down. Obviously, the whole thing is a gzera. That's the klal in the Rabbonins. We don't put one gzera onto another gzera. So not to use melted fat by itself is only gzera. So dialogue, it's only gzera not to use it when it's pure melted fat. But when you're going to add some shemen zayis into the melted fat, now it's mutter. And we don't have any gzera, maybe use the melted fat by itself. Because even if you use it, it's also kosher. It's only gzera. Gzera we don't make.
Well, it's not melted, it won't burn.
So it won't burn so well. That's why it's possible. Yeah. Drashi ma'isarav. Hoyelu meyit shekach hoyel shebeis aviv oysen halachihi. Since he's made, that's what they did, the Churas Talochon. My love lahadlik, hoyekurchen shetadlik kapsili negois, they used the wick with the knot, loy lahakvois. Well, hoyemadlik negois, they didn't use the knot to burn with, elosaymech leapsilon, lehatsifon, that the wick should float good. Shele titfa shouldn't drown b'shemin. The Yotzef Abazim, the Gemin of Kovabazim. Chele mohutech b'blad, yehani mishal b'nayu, ach rapsilo, ovloi teru b'shemen namichozi. Really, this melted fat burns well by itself. El de gozi, rabbonim, mohutech rabbonim, made a gzera melted down fat, otu eina mohutech. Hilkach, v'yanaya gufa gzera, even when it's melted down by itself, it's only mirabon that it's awesome. V'yanan, nekem, nigzer, ade teru b'sotu b'nayu, that we don't make gzera. More vaita. Toni Romi Bar Choma. Psilois u'shmonim shomer chachomim. Ei madlikim ben b'shabbes. There's all these psilos, these wicks and shemen that the Mishnah says is no good for hilchah Shabbos to make the near Shabbos. Ei madlikim ben b'migdish. The same thing, the menorah, the base of migdish. The kohanim couldn't use these wicks, or they couldn't use these shemen. Mishum, what's the why? Shenema, the pasuk says by the menorah, lahalois ner tomid, that lahalois the fire should go up by itself and be a ner tomid. Is Hutani lo vu amalo? He said it, and he learned and he explained himself. What's the right from this pasuk that we darshan lahalos means kadeshet teishal eves oylam eleho, that the fire should go up by itself. That means be self taking care of itself, and not that a person should have to be there, keep on moving the wicks around or moving the shemen around. So since the shemen of the mishnah, these psilois don't work so well, the fire flickers, and a person has to be the kaseida to move it around, that's possible for the menorah. The menorah has to have a good wick and a good shemen that the fire goes up by itself without anybody taking care of it. You shouldn't have to have other people or something else helping along. For the Markasha Tanan, we learned, Mavloi, from the roomed, used up of the godim, Michnes Sekhanim, from the underpants of the Kahanim. Or mehemenayim from the belts, nagartels, ho yemafkiyim, they used to cut it up into pieces, or mehem madlikin, and for that they made the psilas. So who are these begodim on our apostle wicks? So how come they use these begodim for the wicks? The Maristarot says, Simchas Besa Shreva Shani. They didn't use these wicks for the menorah, they used it for Simchas Besa Shreva. That's mutter, that doesn't have this posik, or the halos near tomit. So Drashi, Mivloi Michnasei Kahanim, Mimichnasei Kahanim Abluyim, from the ruined underpants of the Kahanim. Hoye Mafkiyin, Kurin V'yosim Psilus, V'simchus Besa Shreva, Shibazeres Nozhim. V'meamneim, Shaklayim, was made out of Klayim Heim. V'yosir V'yesa Avneit, Sheish Moshezo, it had linen inside of Tcheles and wool. V'yagomer V'kayim Molon, Tcheles Amro, that Tcheles is from wool, who? And betoni liel linyan Shabbos a sifra layim shel tzemer that says wool is no good for the wicks. So how could they use the gartel to make it into the wicks? The gartel had klayim, it had wool inside it. It should be possible. Toni madlikim ben b'migdish. Teretziz simchus besa shvei b'shani leksiv b'lahalas bo. It doesn't say in the pasuk it has to burn by itself. Vaitav lav dir aisi. The simchus besa shvei was tam a simcha wasn't the mitzvah the aisa there. Sam they made the simchus besa shvei. So therefore, doesn't have to be with kosher wicks. Like in our Mishnah. Torshim another kasha. The Tony Rabba Bar Masna. Big Dekuna Shebolu. The Big Dekuna that got ruined
They would cut it up. They made psila for the migdish. So the chur and migdish here means the menorah. So you see, they used the begodim. My love the begodim that had klayim inside, that had some wool inside it, and wool is not a good wick. So you see, still it's kosher to use these posla wicks for the menorah. And the gemara loy the butz, the ones only made out of linen. Linen is kosher as a good wick. The butz means the michnasayim. The michnasayim was only made from butz. Hey, the kash before was only from the gartel. The gartel was made out of klayim, had wool in it. So Teretz says, Enechnami, the gartel you can't use to be for the psilas. That's the postal of psila. If you only use the butz, that was only linen. Linen is a good wick. Omer Rav Huna. Psilas is shemonim shamir chachamim madlikim bem and al mishneh b'shabes ezei madlikim bem mechanikah. Who are then you can't use these wicks of the shemen for ner chanukah? Bein b'shabes, where the Shabbos Chanukah, bein b'chol, where the middle of the weekdays. What's the reason? Why is it possible? On my rov, my time of the Rav Huna, what's Rav Huna's svara? Kisover, he holds the shita, kovsa zokaklo. The ner chanukah, the mitzvahs will soon see it has to burn for half an hour. Luisi goes out by itself throughout the half an hour, there's a mitzvah to light it again. There is the mitzvah ner chanukah, it has to light straight all the half an hour. Now, since these shemonim and these tzilas don't burn so well, we're afraid that in the middle of the time will go out. Ah, you're supposed to light it again. Maybe you forget to light it. Therefore, matchili, you're not supposed to use these shemen. You have to use a good shemen that minastam will burn the half an hour by itself. Uvaita on Shabbos, or mutter l'shtamish liyoroi. He holds it even in the middle of the week. It's mutter to have anor from the near Chanukah. So therefore, on Shabbos Chanukah, the reason why it's also, because since you're allowed to have anor from it, we're afraid when you'll have anor from it on Shabbos, it's not going to light so well, it starts flickering, you go to play around to try and fix it on Shabbos, that's why it's also. So Drashi, Ner Chanukah, Kovsa Ner Chanukah, the Ner Chanukah goes out, Zokaklo, Lesakno, you have to fix it. Hilkach, Sorach, Lekatchila, Lasis, Yofon, you have to make a good wick and a good shemen. Valdilma Poshlo, Mesakinlo, we're afraid maybe in the middle of the week you'll forget and not light it again. Vaita, what about Shabbos? O Mutlishtamish Loyri, Hilkach, Beshabbos Osir, Shem Yatl, Sarach Tashmish. As you have a Gzeir on Shabbos, maybe you come to play around with the wicks. And you'll fix it, you'll be over Nisadi Rice. That's Rav Huna's shita. We'll soon see how we pass him. We have Chizda Amano, Madlikim Ben Bechil. In the middle of the weekday, you're allowed to use these bad shimon and these bad wicks. Avloy b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to. What's the svaro?